Sawal Kiye Jao. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya, here with another three contestants in the studio, ready to play an amazing game of the Safari Quiz. Okay, before we can begin, remember you can listen to the show in three ways: on RadioZindagi.com, besides the radio, and also on your Radio Zindagi mobile app. It works beautifully, it's free, and you can click on the SFO live button and you'll be getting an absolutely crystal clear signal wherever you happen to be. So don't miss out on listening to the show. If you want to participate on the show, please go to safarikidca.com to register. Oh, no. Right now, it's safariquizshow@gmail.com. We still haven't updated it on our new safarikidca.com website. Safarikidca.com is the website where you go to learn more about Safari Kid and their amazing preschool and after-school programs. But to reach us and to participate on the show, it's safariquizshow@gmail.com. Next week, we have a fourth grader show. So if you're a fourth grader listening to the show and would like to participate, please do get in touch with us by writing to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. All right, let's go over the rules one more time for the benefit of the kids in the studio. We have three segments, three categories of 10 questions each on three different topics. Today's topics, I will reveal as we go along. Each correct answer gets 10 points on the first try. If the question passes, the answer gets 5 points. Wrong answers get minus 5. If the question comes to you because the first person who buzzed could not answer the question, you can choose to pass, and there is no penalty for passing. So we have one brand new contestant in the studio, so I might repeat the rules one more time for him. For the kids listening at home, as usual, I will have a listener question at the end of each round. So do keep listening. Our call-in number in the studio, as always, is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Okay, so let's meet our contestants for today. Our first contestant is a brand new contestant. His name is Rishabh. And first of all, I want to commend him for coming to the studio. It's not easy the first time. I know it gets a lot easier the second and third and fourth times, as our other contestants are going to tell us. So Rishabh, tell me a little bit about yourself. Lean into the mic so we can hear.
I am a fifth grader at John Gomes Elementary School.
Awesome.
I like to play with Legos.
Great.
I'm learning how to play the saxophone.
Wow. Is it part of band?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. The saxophone. I love the sound of a saxophone. So once you get home from school, what are the fun things you do? Yeah, you did say you play Legos, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do you do Lego robotics?
Mm-hmm. Well, I go to a class, Lego robotics.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it fun?
Yeah, it's really fun.
What have you programmed your robot to do so far?
To
cook? Mommy would be so happy. Clean?
No,
Mommy would be even happier.
Send stuff. And let it goes back.
Send stuff?
Yeah.
So it can move?
Yeah.
And take things places? Oh,
yeah.
That is a very cool application. So, Rishabh, let me once again explain how the thing, how the rules work. You have a buzz. You see the buzzer system. We'll practice a little bit before the show. Whoever buzzes in first, their buzzer will light up, and then they get to answer the show. Okay? And then if you don't know the answer, you can say pass, and then the question passes till all three of you have had a chance. Got it?
Yeah.
So, and the passing will happen in a counterclockwise direction. All right, our next contestant is Sahil. Welcome back to the show, Sahil. This is his second time on the show. First time live, I think.
All right. It was recorded.
The last time it was recorded in summer, but we are very happy to have you back in the studio. So tell the listeners a little bit about yourself again.
I like reading and playing video games and eating food.
So what's your favorite video game?
I have lots.
Which one are you playing right now?
Army of Two. Devil's Cartel.
Oh my goodness, that sounds very... Is it a DS game or a PSP game or a...
Xbox
game. And what do you like to read?
Like mystery books.
Hardy Boys kind of books? Or Alex Rider kind of books?
Rick Riordan,
right. So I think I see this in boys who come to our studio that they're reading Rick Riordan a lot. So I think we might have a Greek and Roman mythology quiz and again sometime soon, because I think they all enjoy it at this particular age. Our last contestant is Anoush. Welcome back, Anoush.
Hi. My name is Anoush. I'm 10 years old. I go to Warwick Elementary School. And my hobbies are playing basketball, eating, sleeping.
What do you like to eat the most? What's your favorite thing to eat?
P- Pizza.
Pizza. All right. And are you on the school basketball team?
No, we didn't have the tryouts yet.
Yet? Okay. It's going to happen soon. Are you going to try out?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, Rishabh, Sahil, Rishabh, you need to be a little bit closer. Sahil, you could do with being not that close. So, all right. Everybody now on the right, this thing, and we are getting ready to begin our quiz for today. So, we have three topics, as I mentioned. Our first topic is ologists or ologies. So I'm going to give you the description of the person, and you have to tell me what kind of ologist it is. Ready? Question number one, hands on buzzers. And as I've told Rishabh, yes, that's the best way to hold the buzzer. Ready? First question, one who studies prehistoric cultures by looking at what they left behind. One who studies prehistoric cultures, who's digging up for stuff to find out about old cultures and old people.
Archaeologist?
Archaeologist is right. 10 points to Anoush. Good job. Question number two. One who studies animals.
Zoologist?
Zoologist is right. Very good. Question number three. That was Anoush as well. 20 points to him so far. Question number three. One who studies the science of life and living matter.
Biologist?
Biologist is right. Very good. That was Sahil. 10 points to him. Question number four. And I also want to mention to Rishabh that once you buzz in, you have 5 seconds to think and answer.
Yeah.
All right. Question number four. One who studies the human nervous system. One who studies the human nervous system. If you have a nervous problem, which kind of doctor would you go and see?
A therapist?
It's not an ologist, see? Minus five for Sahil. Are we ready for the next question? Doctor who deals with the heart. Doctor who deals with the heart. He's a very specialized surgeon who sometimes does heart surgery as well. Doctor who deals with the heart. No? Cardiologist.
No.
Cardiologist. Okay. One who studies plants and crops. Plants and crops. You know what plants and crops are called in a big sense? What is it called?
A farm.
Bigger. It's called agriculture. So someone who does that is an agrologist.
I thought it was agriculture.
Agriculturist is also named, but agrologist. All right. Question number seven. One who studies the earth and its rocks and minerals. One who studies the earth and its rocks and minerals. Yes.
Mineralogist?
I'm going to give you 5 points for that because I also said studies the earth. Question passes actually because it was not the correct answer. Question passes to Rishabh. You want to take a chance? Studies the earth and its rocks and minerals. I did say minerals, so mineralogist is not correct, but I'll still give him 5 points. The answer is a geologist.
The geologist.
Yes. Question number eight. One who studies the weather.
Meteorologist.
Very good. 10 points to Rishabh. He begins his account. Very good. Question number nine. One who studies the mental processes in humans. One, and that's close to your earlier answer. One, somebody you'll go to if you're feeling depressed or anxious. A professional you'd go to if you're feeling depressed or anxious. Or you're having some worries and you want to discuss it with them. Buzz.
Therapist?
Not an ologist.
Dang it.
Another 5 points for the same answer. Question passes to Anoush.
What was the question?
One who studies mental processes in humans.
Pass.
Question passes to Rishabh.
I don't know.
Pass. Psychologist.
Oh,
Psychologist. Question number... I had 11 questions. I don't know why.
There are 10 for each section.
Yes, I know. So I'm wondering which question to ask you guys. This one or this one? Okay.
Both.
Question number 10. This person doesn't work in this studio, if judging by his name, but he uses imaging like X-rays to diagnose illnesses. This person doesn't work in the studio. He uses imaging like x-rays to diagnose illnesses. Yeah, I almost gave out the answer. This person doesn't work in the studio. He uses imaging like x-rays to diagnose illnesses. Think! What are we doing in the studio?
Talking.
Yeah, but what is this? Where are we?
Radio.
And he uses imaging like x-rays to diagnose illnesses. Who does that? A radiologist. That's why I said I gave up the answer. All right, we come to the end of our first 10 questions. First category, ologists. I'm going to save that 11th question for another ologist topic I'll do sometime in the future. But now it's time for our listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. One who studies earthquakes. One who studies earthquakes. 510-770-1550. Oh, we have somebody on the line.
Ooh.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes?
This is Anish, and my answer is seismologist.
Thank you, Anish. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krishnan, and I think the answer is seismologist.
Wait a second. Is it, what's your name again?
Krishnan.
Krishnan. And what's your answer again?
Seismologist.
I didn't quite get that. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ritvik, and I think the answer is seismologist.
Thank you, Ritvik. Hi, you're on the air.
You're on the air.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello? I'm getting my own echo, Michael. Let's go to our next call. Yeah. Oh, okay. Once again, the question is in the category ologists and who studies earthquakes. One who studies earthquakes. So we're going to give this 5 more seconds, and if you don't get a call, we'll just go on and we'll get a winner from our existing correct answers. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Okay, it's time to take a break. Is everybody going to give me the quiz show cheer?
Yeah.
Jee ja, sawal kiye ja.
If you've been looking for a preschool for your child,
the Safari Quiz Show.
Jee ja,
sawal kiye ja.
All right, now that was a rousing cheer. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya, and we've just finished the first category, which was ologists. So we had asked, who's the scientist who studies earthquakes as our listener question? The answer was, of course, seismologist. Now, I believe we had a problem with our phone system, because right as we went on break, we got a number of calls popping up. I think there was some blockage and that got cleared. So what we did was we decided that we would accept calls till we hit our number of 10, because 10 is our limit for accepting calls for every question. So we took calls till we hit 10, so we had a number of correct answers. So from those correct answers, our first contestant, Anush, has picked a winner, so he's going to announce it right now.
The winner is Roop.
The winner is Roop. All right. The winner of the first listener challenge is Roop. Please, Roop, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Please do so today, right now if possible. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Mention your name, the question and the answer and your address, and we'll get an answer to you, and we'll get your prize out to you as soon as possible. So with that, let's see how our kids did in the studio today with our first question. I think they would have really preferred topic of video games or cars or
video games.
Mythology, but we had ologists and they were all scratching their heads. So let's see how they did. Rishabh, our new contestant, tell me how you did.
Good.
How many points do you have?
10.
Rishabh, speak into the mic. Rishabh has 10 points. That's pretty good. And Sahil, how many
Zero.
Points? Sahil had one correct answer and two wrong ones, so he lost all his winnings. And let's see how Anush did.
I have 25 points.
Anush has 25 points, is currently in the lead, but you know what? It's anybody's game at this point, since we have 20 more questions. First 10 questions of those are going to be for the category trees. Category
Yay.
Trees. And very commonsensical. Please don't be afraid to guess. It's just a game. Everybody gets a prize when you go home.
Yay.
So go for it. First question in our trees category. Ready? All right. Its leaf is on the Canadian flag and we get a sweet syrup from its sap.
Maple.
Maple is right. Rishabh, you need to lean in and talk into the mic. Thank you. That was Rishabh. He got 10 points. Question number 2. We like its fruit on pizza. Its fruit is also used to make oil.
Olive tree.
Olive. Very good. 10 points for Sahil. And Anush, I think you should have answered that question, given how much you like pizza.
Yeah.
Question number 3. Adam and Eve were supposed to be covered with the leaves of this tree. Covered with the leaves of this tree. You know when they want to make the picture of Adam and Eve PG?
What's Adam and Eve?
Adam and Eve were in Christian mythology the first man and woman. And because they were first man and woman, they didn't have any clothes. So instead, what do they, in pictures, what do they use? Which kind of leaf do they show? It's a tree which has a very tasty fruit and has big leaves.
Banana leaf?
That would have been true if Adam and Eve came from India. Who knows? Maybe they did. But no, that is not correct. Question passes to Rishabh. You want to take a guess? No. Say pass.
Pass.
And the answer is fig.
Fig
leaf.
Fig.
A fig has big leaves. And banana is a good guess because it has big leaves. But a fig leaf is what they typically show. Okay, more Adam and Eve questions. One more Adam and Eve question. Adam and Eve were expelled after they ate the fruit from this forbidden tree.
Expelled?
Were kicked out of Eden. When they ate this fruit from this tree.
It's part of Greek mythology.
Ooh, I should have had a Greek mythology question there.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Okay, let's switch out that question. Since none of you know this answer, let me. Persephone ate this fruit and got stuck in the underworld for 6 months. That's a question from Greek mythology. Roman. Which? Persephone is Greek or Roman?
He's a mixer.
She.
Oh, she's a half-blood, I think.
No, she's not half-blood. I'm saying Persephone is the Greek name or the Roman name. But she ate a particular fruit. Okay, I'll give you one more clue. Hades gave her this fruit to eat so that she would get stuck in the underworld for 6 months.
No,
because she ate 6 seeds from this fruit. The seeds of this fruit are what are tasty. You can't eat the skin. It's a red seeds. It's a fruit with many red seeds.
I was going to say kiwi, but it's black seeds.
Red seeds. No? Pomegranate.
Oh.
Of course. And what mythology people, you didn't know this story. And I want to tell you the answer of the other one too. Adam and Eve were expelled after they ate the fruit from the apple tree.
Oh,
apples.
I knew it.
Then you should guess it. Yeah, don't start hoarding your coins, okay? You got to take chances with your money.
Yeah, take chances.
Yeah. All right, next question. This is question number 5. Christmas trees are these kind of trees.
Pine cone.
Yeah. You have to buzz in first. Yes, you did buzz in first. And what's your answer?
Pine cone.
Pine. Christmas trees are also fir.
We're all tied.
And spruce. Okay.
We're all tied.
You're all tied? Awesome. Okay. Yeah. Question number 6. A fruit falling down on your head from this tall tree could even kill you.
Coconut
is right. 10 points for Annie.
Yay.
I was going to say it's a tropical tree, but he didn't need that much. Okay, question number 7. The acorn is a nut of this common tree. The acorn.
Oak tree
is right. Very good. 10 points to Risha.
Only one.
Question number 8. Koalas mostly eat the leaves of these trees.
Bamboo.
No, that's pandas.
Oh, yeah.
Minus 5 for Anush. Question passes to Rishabh. Question... No, wait.
Eucalyptus.
Very good. 5 points to Rishabh. Good job. Question number 9. Sequoias are this kind of tree.
Redwood.
Very good. 10 points, Anish. Anush. Very good.
Anushia.
Question number 10. George Washington is said to have been truthful about cutting down this tree.
Pear tree?
That is not correct. 5 points from Anush. Question passes to Rishabh. George Washington is said to have been truthful about cutting down this tree.
Pass.
I cannot tell a lie.
Pass.
Cherry tree.
Yeah.
All right. That was the end of 10 questions. This is a fun round. A lot of answers. Good job. All right. So this is a listener question. 510-770-1550 is the studio number. If you can't get through, keep trying. Hopefully, since we did get a lot of calls during the break, the problem with the switchboard has been fixed. But we'll see. tree whose name is very common in street names and whose name was used in the horror movie beginning Nightmare On. Nightmare On. No, I know the kids in the studio know this, but no giving it away. I do that often, so you don't have to help me with that. All right, let's see our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. No, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Shreya, and the answer is Elm's tree.
Is it Shreyas?
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Shreyas. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam, and the answer is Elm tree.
All right, Shivam, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Elm tree.
I'm sensing a pattern here. It's all boys. Obviously, they like the horror movies. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mihir, and the answer is Elm Street.
All right. Thank you, Mihir. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. My name is Shamita.
Yay, girl. All right. Shamita, tell me your answer.
I think it's Elm Street.
Thank you, Shamita. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kirtana, and the answer is Elm Street.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ritvik, and I think it's horror.
It's what?
Horror.
Spell it.
H-O-R-O-R. H-O-R-R-O-R.
No, the movie is a horror movie. That's right. I was asking for the name of the tree. Nightmare on what? Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sabina, and the answer is Elm Tree.
Thank you, Sabina. And, yes, two more callers. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rubina, and I think the answer is Elm Tree.
And is that Rubina?
Yeah.
Rubina. Okay, got it. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja. And I think the answer is Elm.
Thank you, Pooja. And Pooja was the last caller for that question, which was which very commonly used name for streets in the U.S. and also has, ends the movie Nightmare On. And, of course, the answer was indeed Elm. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see who won out of who got picked in the raffle out of all the correct answers and also how the kids in the studio are doing because they did much better in our trees round. Okay. Jeja, Sawal Jeja.
Looking for an after-school program for your child where they can get homework help or extra challenges in math and science?
I'll tell my son you did.
No, I don't like it.
The Safari Quiz Show!
Jeeja! Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid. I'm your host Vidya and I'm here in the studio with Rishabh, Sahil and Anush. And they did much better on our second category which was trees. And before we check their scores, among all the correct answer was of course Elm. And the correct answer, Sahil picked the winner and he's going to announce it now.
Katrina?
Okay, you're seriously losing 10 points for not getting the name right.
Okay.
Say the winner of the listener question.
The winner of the listener question is Kirtana.
Very good. Yes. Awesome. Kirtana, well done. So I'm going to call you Sahil or something next time. just because. Kirtana. Kirtana, you know what to do. Write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. With your name, your address, the question and the answer. And Kirtana, please do so today so that we can, make sure that your prize gets to you as soon as possible. All right. And now we are going to see how the kids in the studio are doing. Rishabh did much better in this next round. Rishabh, how many points do you have?
35.
Speak into the mic.
35.
Rishabh has 35 points. Sahil, how many points do you have?
20.
And Anush, what about you?
30.
Awesome. So Rishabh is actually leading at this point. Still, it is so close. It is so close. And our next round is going to be so fun and buzzer
and easy.
Dependent. That... Mike, are you silencing me? No, okay, good. So it's going to be so buzzer dependent, so it's going to be anybody's game at this point. Before I begin the next round, I want to mention the name, which is Logos, and it is a category that's been inspired by one of our regular listeners who called in with an idea. So that would be Sabina. So Sabina, thank you so much. You had given us, you had given me the idea of brands, and so that inspired me to do this particular topic. So credit goes to Sabina for this particular topic. And it's a great topic. Once I finished the questions, I was so happy with them. So everybody's going to have a lot of fun with this. It's logos. I know if you had been on TV, I would have actually shown them the logo, but now I'm going to just describe the logo to them, and they have to identify the brand. Okay? Ready for the first question?
Yeah.
Oh, before I ask the questions, I also want to mention next week is a fourth graders round. So if you're a fourth grader and want to participate, please write to us. Again, safariquizshow@gmail.com, and we'll try and accommodate you, definitely. Okay, ready with the first question?
Yes. Yes.
Fast food company whose logo is golden arches?
McDonald's.
McDonald's is right. 10 points to Anush. Question number two. Shoe brand famous for its swoosh logo?
Nike.
Nike is right. Anush, running away with this. Question number three. Everybody hands on buzzers. Technology company whose logo is a fruit with a bite
Apple.
Out of it. And
Apple.
That would be Sahil. Yes, he buzzed in first. Ah, buzz in first. Don't blurt the answer first. Because if he didn't buzz in first, somebody else is going to hear it.
Right.
Question number four. Brand of tiny toy cars whose logo is a red flame with a brand name.
Hot Wheels.
That is correct. 10 points to Sahil. Question number five. Car company logo consisting of four interlocking circles.
Audi.
Audi is right. Very good. 10 points to Anush. Question number six. Car company logo with a rearing horse on it.
Ferrari.
That is correct. 10 points to Rishabh.
Sahil.
And there. Oh, to Sahil. I'm sorry. That's revenge for the mess up with the Kirtana name. Okay. Question number seven. I need to ask them a tough question to slow them down, huh? Michael, they're just whoosh, running away with
it. I told you I'm like a boss.
I know. No, I'm like...
Okay. Question number seven. Still have four questions. Television station logo with a multicolored peacock.
Oh, never mind.
5 seconds. Think. Question passes to Risha.
Aww.
Oh.
NBC?
NBC. Very good. 5 points. Finally, Rishabh got a leg in the game. Question number eight. Pixar movie logo with a blue capital letter M with an I running through it.
Mickey Mouse?
That is not correct. Minus five for Sahil, and question passes to Anush.
If I answer this question and if I get it wrong, do I get minus five?
Yes.
Pass.
Strategy here. Hey, you still have Rishabh. Pixar movie logo with a blue capital letter M with an I in it. Name the movie.
Oh!
Too late.
Monsters, Inc.?
Absolutely right. 5 points. Yes. All right. Question number nine. The symbol of three curved arrows forming a triangle at the bottom of plastic containers means what? The symbol of three curved arrows forming a triangle at the bottom of plastic containers means what?
Recycle.
Oh. Recycle. Very good. 10 points to Sahil. Good job. And next time you see that symbol, what are you going to do?
Recycle it.
Very good. Question number 10. Last question. Which social media company's logo has a flying blue bird?
Twitter.
Who's that? Twitter. Very good. 10 points to Rishabh. Awesome. So with that, we come to the end of the show. Boys, please don't count and tell me just now, because we're going to go into the listeners' challenge. And when we come back, that's when we're going to see who won. This question is just for the listeners. No talking in the studio. 510-770-1550 logo. Courtesy Sabina. Credit for this topic should go to Sabina, one of our very long-term listeners, and someone who I've met too in the studio, so that's awesome. Name the company whose logo features a twin-tailed mermaid. Name the company whose logo features a twin-tailed mermaid. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Next caller. I think they jumped the gun. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? 510-770-1550. Name the company whose logo features a twin-tailed mermaid. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krishan, and I think the answer is Starbucks.
Thank you, Krishan. Krishan thinks it's Starbucks. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shreya, and I think the answer is Starbucks.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Ritvik, and I think the answer is Starbucks.
Thank you, Ritvik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sabina, and the answer is Starbucks.
Thank you, Sabina, and thank you for the idea. Let's go.
No problem.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rina, R-I-N-A.
Hi, Rina.
And my answer is Starbucks.
Rina, you are Rina who came and won tons of competitions earlier?
Yes.
Come back. We miss you. Let's go, darling. Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam and the answer is Starbucks.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
I think it's a box.
Who's this?
Satvik. And I think it's a box.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello? Hi, my name is Ria, and I think the answer is Starbucks.
Thank you, Ria. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Starbucks.
Thank you, Madhav. And how many callers do we have? Two more. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mansi, and I think the answer is Starbucks.
Thank you, Mansi. Are you the first? Are you a first-time caller? I think we lost her. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is Starbucks.
Thank you, and Akansha was the last caller on our last question of today's episode.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jee ja, sawal kiye ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. I thought the quiz show has ended, but apparently it hasn't. But before we find out why not, let's see who won our third listener challenge question about the logo with the twin-tailed mermaid, which was indeed Starbucks. And Rishabh this time picked out the answer, and he's going to announce it.
The winner is Madhav.
Madhav. All right, Madhav. safariquizshow@gmail.com. You know what to do. Write to us. Mention your name, your address, and as well as the question and answer. Please do so today. All right. So, let's check the scores in the studio. Rishabh, how many points do you have?
55.
Rishabh has 55. Sahil, how many points do you have?
55.
And he has 55. Anush, how many points do you have?
55.
And Anush also has 55. This is our first for the Safari Quiz Show. So, in the break, I had to really rush around and figure out what my tiebreaker question, not tiebreaker, my sudden death question is going to be. So, I'm going to ask one more question, and whoever wins this one is the winner today. It's very unfair. I know, it's very unfair. But it's the best we can do given the time we have.
What if nobody answers?
You know what? I think somebody will. So that's my challenge. Otherwise, we'll keep going. And Michael will have to tell the next person coming into the studio that they have to wait. But we'll try. All right, ready? Hands on buzzers. Logo question. Sudden death. Name this company whose logo is a circle with red, white, and blue. A cola company whose circle is red, white, and blue. Ay. Okay, stop. Everybody, hands off the buzzer. I'm going to repeat the question again, and you can buzz in at any time. Okay. Name the cola company whose logo is red, white, and blue. A circle with red, white, and blue.
Pepsi
is right.
No!
Okay, Anush is the winner today with 10 points. That takes his total to 65, and he wins our thing for today. And with that, we come to the end of today's show. The show was brought to you by Safari Kid. The producers on the show were Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, I need your ideas, so write them to me and I'll credit you on the show. safariquizshow@gmail.com. And we're also looking for participants. So definitely, if you're a fourth grader, you'll get to go on next week. So please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, or if you happen to be in anywhere in the grades 3 to 6, write to us and we'll get you a slot on the show. safariquizshow@gmail.com. This is your host Vidya saying, Jee Ja, Sawal Kiye.